Joining us right now as part of our PTBO today, Unsung Heroes Day, is Stacy Moore. Stacy is a local coach, teacher, and mentor, and someone who created the Fly Girls Fitness Club, a motivating online fitness membership for women who are looking for more in their health. Stacy, thank you so much for being an unsung hero and for joining us today. A little bit of context, this was something that started over Facebook Live. Can you go into the beginning of sort of how this idea came together?
Well, it came together, I guess it was back in March of 2020, when all of a sudden everything was coming to a halt and shut down. And I had just gotten started with my own fitness classes. I was out on my own and teaching in person. And I, of course, taught in big gyms for over a decade and had been an educator in physical activity for my whole life. And so I was really looking at, first and foremost, for my own health, and then looking at it as well from the perspective of my two girls, who we thought it was going to be 2 weeks and then we would be back at it. And so, you know, I kind of said to them, well, we're going to move and keep active during this time. And I don't want you sitting on your butts basically for 2 weeks to then be ready to get back to basketball and hockey and keeping them active and in shape. And then I also was thinking, how can I reach my participants as far as being able to help all of those people that I'd helped for so long?
When you hear from club members, how difficult has the COVID-19 pandemic been for people in terms of staying active?
Well, I think it definitely has been a challenge for a lot of people. And I also do corporate wellness training and speaking. So I've been really, really busy over the last year in helping companies and corporations, as well as individuals, to focus in on their mental health, their mindset, their well-being. And I think physical activity is an integral part of all of that. But I think people are struggling and people are looking for positive ways to be able to focus. And let's face it, I think a lot of people are faced with the fact that there's so much negativity in the world right now. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of polarization. We have people behind laptops, you know, kind of attacking one another. And I really think that the more we can all collectively come together and show that positive energy and positive mindset, I know sometimes people look at it and go, well, life isn't rosy all of the time, and why are you always so positive? And it's work, right? It's a choice.
Social media can be an extremely negative place if you allow it to be, but I think this is a good story of sharing some of the positive outreach that you can get by using it.
Well, exactly. And I think that, like I said, it can be a time sucker and it can be a total distraction, or you can use it as a vehicle for change. And everyone has a voice, and it's important for people to speak up. And unfortunately, right now, I think there's so much division in society, and it's either you're in one camp or you're in the other, and people don't like you if you have one stance on things. And really, I feel right now that debate needs to open up and discussion needs to happen, because we do live in a democratic society, and that's always been the way that it's been. And unfortunately, I think now social media is being used as a platform to point fingers and to make people feel bad and to really divide society. And it doesn't need to be that way. And if you're focusing on the negative, you're going to get more of that. If you're focusing on the positive, you're surrounded by people that are going to challenge you and you can have those honest discussions, then that's actually going to be a good thing. And you want to be around those people who are going to, you know, push your ideas and challenge your ideas, but it's in a way that is not really accusatory or really negative. It's about, here's an opportunity to have a discussion and to see things from different people's points of view. And I really do believe perception makes the world go around, and all kinds of conflict comes from a difference in point of view. So I think it's a matter of just using it as a tool for positive and following those people as best you can that is not necessarily share exactly the same idea or thought process as you, because you grow by looking at all sides of the story.
Stacy Moore of Fly Girls Fitness Club, thank you so much for joining us today.